This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 222 for Monday, January 13th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were lower on Monday, backing away from recent gains as losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil weighed on prices. Canola was steady to down $1.50 in the most active months, although some more deferred contracts ended up a bit higher. March, it's down $1.50 at $482.50 per ton. Ample supplies in the commercial pipeline and a slight deterioration in crush margins contributed to today's softer tone, although the declines were subdued. Canola lagged the soy complex to the downside as both fund traders and farmers were said to be backing away from the sell side. Increased export demand was also thought to be finding its way into the futures. Soybeans in Chicago ended lower with chart-based positioning a feature, the March contract down 4 cents at 942 per bushel. Losses in outside vegetable oil markets, including Malaysian palm oil, accounted for some of the spillover selling pressure. The U.S. and China are still reportedly set to be signing phase one of a trade deal later this week, but details of what exactly is being signed remain sparse. China's vice premier will be in Washington to sign the deal on Wednesday. Weekly U.S. soybean export inspections of 1.1 million tons were up slightly on the week, with year-to-date shipments running well ahead of last year's pace. But large South American crop projections did pressure values. Corn, it ended a bit higher, March up 3¾ cents at 389.5. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections were down on the week, though, coming in at just under 500,000 tons. But the USDA reported a separate private sale of 137,000 tons to South Korea that provided support. Wheat futures, they are lower across the board, seeing a correction to start the week after Friday's gains. Chicago wheat down 2 cents in March at 562 per bushel. Kansas City also down 2 cents in March at 492¾ per bushel. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in March at 555 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections of about 475,000 tons were up on the week, but still below what moved during the same week a year ago. Ukraine's 2019 wheat crop was pegged at 75 million tons by that country's ag ministry. That'd be up by 5 million tons on the year. There is some optimism that the U.S.-China trade deal will lead to more U.S. wheat sales to that country. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, January 13th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.